Facing the Callow self-portraits, take a left into gallery number 10. There are two leather-cushioned benches in the center of the room. To the left of the entranceway facing you and leading into gallery number 10 is a painting called Family Picture by Max Beckmann. Read the wall label to be sure. Look slowly and carefully at the family picture in front of you. Max Beckmann served in the German army as a medic in World War I, where he was traumatized by the violence and fear he encountered firsthand at the front. He was said to have had an inordinate fear of empty spaces, a horror vacui brought on by his nightmarish encounters with the vast, terrifying emptiness of no man's land, that stretch of territory along 475 miles of trenches covered in barbed wire that neither side wanted to traverse for fear of certain death. Is there any empty space in the painting? How many people do you see? Also, find two pets. What different activities are the people engaged in? What kinds of objects do you see? What effect does this cramming of people and things into the painting have on you? Are there any children? Why might one woman be holding her face in her hands? Pause the tour to record your responses to these questions. The figure at the far left is Beckmann himself. What is his expression here? Looking at this family scene, would you want to be in this room? Would you want to be in this family? Do you think Beckmann wants to be there? In Virginia Woolf's novel, To the Lighthouse, after the catastrophic death of the mother, Mrs. Ramsey, Woolf describes a kind of horror vacui in the now empty house. In the Time Passes section, Woolf writes,
"So with the lamps all put out, the moon sunk, and a thin rain drumming on the roof, a downpouring of immense darkness began. Nothing, it seemed, could survive the flood. The profusion of darkness, which, creeping in at keyholes and crevices, stole round window blinds, came into bedrooms, swallowed up there a jug and basin. Nothing stirred in the drawing room, or in the dining room, or on the staircase. The nights were now filled with wind and destruction, and Mr. Ramsey, stumbling along a passage one dark morning, stretched his arms out. But Mrs. Ramsey, having died rather suddenly the night before, his arms, though stretched out, remained empty.